من قبل فصدقت وهو من الكاذبين، وإن كان قميصه قد من دبر فكذبت وهو من الصادقين. فلما رأى قميصه قد من دبر قال إنه من كيدكن، إن كيدكن عظيم. يوسف أعرض عن هذا، واستغفري لذنبك، إنك كنت من الخاطئين. وقال نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه، قد شغفها حبا، إنا لنراها في ضلال مبين. الله تبارك وتعالى mentions continuing with the waqia of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam when he was in the situation to protect himself from this evil act. He hastened towards the door. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Verily Yusuf was amongst our sincere servants. That is why Shaitan told Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Oh Allah, I'm going in this dunya. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. I will attack your servants from every corner, from every angle. From the right, from the front, from the back, from the left, from every angle, O Allah, I will attack them. With the exception of those servants who are sincere, O Allah, they are unable to touch. Allah Ta'ala says, Yusuf alayhi salam was amongst our sincere servants. That is why Shaitan did not succeed in his attempt to mislead him. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala respected elders. For example, take the waqa of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala had given him so much wealth. Rabbi habli mulkan la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Oh Allah, bless me with such a kingdom that even the thought of that kingdom mustn't cross the heart of any human till the day of Qiyamah. Allah bless me with such a kingdom. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, سَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحَ تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً حَيْثُ أَصَابُ. The winds were subservient to the order of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. He had mastered the language of animals. Everything was at his disposal, respected elders. On one occasion when he was going on journey, Hudhud, that was one bird that was in his army, he noticed that this bird was absent. He had a whole army in a register. He had to keep up and fill up this register, who is attending. So he said, where is Hudhud? إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ لَوْ عَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. If Hudhud doesn't return to me, tell that bird, I'll slaughter him into pieces. He had that kingdom, Allah had made him full respected elders, he had full control over it. لَوْعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Or else he must come with a valid reason that, oh Sulaiman, I was absent because I had this work. فَمَكَتَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ فَقَالَ أَحَدْتُ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِدْ بِهِ مِنْ جِئْتُكَ. Oh Sulaiman, I've got such information for you that you don't know about. I've brought such news for you that you are unaware about. وَجِئْتُكَ بِسَبَعٍ. وَجِئْتُكَ, and I brought that information to you. قَوْمَ سَبَا, that was one nation. That in there is one woman by the name of Bilqis, and she hasn't brought Iman on Allah, and she's got a very vast kingdom. And you are unaware about it. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam wrote a letter to her. Allahu Akbar. What was the letter? إِنَّهُ مِنْ سُلَيْمَانَ وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ اللَّهَ تَعْلُوْ عَلَيَّ وَأَتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. He stemmed this Sulaiman. إِنَّهُ مِنْ سُلَيْمَان. This letter is from the Apostle of Allah, Sulaiman, Sahib al-Mamlaka. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Allah ta'alu alayya wa atuni muslimin. Don't try and challenge me with kingdom and don't try and compete me with wealth. Accept my message and accept iman and come away immediately. اِذْهَبْ بِكِتَابِ هَذَا فَأَلْقِهِ إِلَيْهِمْ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرْجِعُونَ. Take this letter and go leave it by Bilqis. The waqi is very long. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam was sitting with his army. مَنْ يَأْتِينِي بِعَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. He addresses Jinnat. Who can bring that whole kingdom? What all the thousands of slaves and Bilqis before they themselves come here? قال عفريت من الجن أنا آتيك به قبل أن تقوم من مقامك. أو سليمان, I have that power that before you stand up, that the whole kingdom, Bilqis, with her mansions and her palaces, everyone will be in front of you. Before you stand up. In other words, you want to stand up. Before you stand up, everything will be in front of you. He says, I want something faster.
Allahu Akbar.
I want something faster. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك. Sulaiman, look to your right. Before you turn your gaze back this way, Bilqis, the whole kingdom will be in front of you. He turned his nigga. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقِرًا عِنْدَهُ قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. Within a split second, Bilqis, with the whole army and the palaces and everything was in front of Sulaiman alayhi salam. قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the mercy of my Allah. So Allah had blessed him with such a kingdom, but he did not forget that Allah in the kingdom. We are such respected elders that wealth will take us away from Allah. Wealth will take us away from Allah. And Allah, despite all the wealth of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah praises him in the Quran. وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَانْ نِعْمَ الْعَبْدِ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابِ. We granted Dawood Sulaiman نِعْمَ الْعَبْدِ. Allah says, I label him as an excellent servant. Allah. Friends, this is a label from Allah. This is not a label from any president of the country or any king. This is a label from Khaliqul Kainat. That is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Amman Awalu. That person is an excellent servant. إِنَّهُ أَوَّابِ. He repents to us and he cries in front of us a lot. إِنَّهُ أَوَّابِ. Despite his wealth. On one occasion, رُدُّوهَا عَلَيَّ فَتَفِقَ مَسْحًا بِالسُّوقِ وَالْأَعْنَاقِ. When the sun was about to set and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was busy with his horses, and he noticed that his salah got delayed a bit. He says, bring those 100 horses here. رُدُّوهَا عَلَيَّ فَتَفِقَ مَسْحًا بِالسُّوقِ وَالْأَعْنَاقِ. He slaughtered those animals and he said, distribute the meat amongst the destitute. I cannot benefit from that horse that has become a hurdle in establishing one order of Allah. If we have to make qiyas on that statement of Sulaiman alayhi salam, friend, wallah, we'll have to divorce our wives now and we'll have to give up our businesses. Because everything is a barrier for us today from Allah. Al-waladu mabkhalatun majbanatun. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a man's children make him hoard his wealth. Poira wache, we can't spend. Majbanatun, it makes him coward from going out in the path of Allah. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wala awladukum. Oh, you who believe, let not your wife and children take you away from Allah. إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة. Many of your wife and children will take you towards Jahannam. So despite everything, but Allah Pak praised them, respected elders. Likewise, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah praises him. إنه من عبادنا المخلصين. He was from our sincere servants. That is why Shaitan had no chance to attack him. واستبق الباب وقدت قميصه من دبر. They both hastened to the door. When she attempted doing this act, look at the i'daz of the Quran. Look at how concise the Quran is. Didn't go into length that she attacked and he ran. And they both hastened to the door. One statement, Allahu Akbar. It covers everything. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيصَهُ مِنْ دُبُرْ وَأَلْفَيَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَ الْبَابِ. And as Yusuf ran, Zulaikha tore the shirt from the back. And when they got to the seventh door, وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَ الْبَابِ. They found the king standing there, and this was a very unusual time for him. He normally would never come at this time. Now the person that is guilty, respected elders, you can make it out immediately. قَالَتْ مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءًا إِلَّا أَنْ يُسْجَنَ أَوْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Okay, what is the punishment of that person who has an evil intention with your wife? Either he must be jailed immediately or he must be pelted. He must be lashed. She wanted to get the burden off her. But because of her profound love for Yusuf, she didn't want him to be killed also at the same time. She says, what is the punishment? What punishment will you suggest for such a person? So she feared perhaps he will say he must be killed. So she gave the punishment also at the same time. I think he must be jailed. She was playing with the friend of Allah. She was interfering with the Waliyullah. One of my Ikram, your brethren, respected elders, interfere with a lion, it's not so dangerous. Interfere with that cub and you'll see the true colors of that lion. You see the true colors of that lion. That is why Allah Pak is very tolerant. Mishkat Sharif, the riwayat is there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ma ahadun asbar ala adha. There is no one that is more tolerant than Allah. People make shirk to him. People attribute partners to him. Then after all that, he sustains that man 3 times a day. He sustains him 3 times a day. And then he still says, Ya ibn Adam, inna laka alayya farida, wa liya alayka rizquk, fa in khalaftani fi faridati lam ukhalifka fi rizquk. Oh my servant, one is your task, one is my task. If you don't do my task, I will still sustain you. Ya ibn Adam, lam utalibka bi amali ghad, fa la tas'alni an rizqi ghad, fa inni lam ansa man asani, fa kayfa bi man ata'ani. Oh my servant, I didn't ask you about tomorrow's amal. If you died today, I won't punish you about tomorrow's namaz. I'm not asking you of tomorrow's namaz, but you're asking me for 1 year's rozi. I'm not asking you about tomorrow's namaz. If you die today, I won't punish you for tomorrow's fajr namaz. But you are asking me for 1 year's rozi. فَإِنِّي لَمْ أَنْسَ مَنْ عَصَانِي. I didn't forget the kuffar, how I will forget the believers. Ya Dawood, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْمُدْبِرُونَ مَا عِنْدِي مِنَ الْعُشَّاقِ لَتَقَطَّعَتْ أَوْصَالُهُمْ. Oh Dawood, if my servants must only know the love that I possess for them, they will die instantly. And I'm speaking of my disobedient slaves. فَمَاذَا تَقُولُ فِي الْمُقْبِلِينَ عَلَيَّ. So those that obey me, what's your opinion regarding them, O Dawood? So she was playing with the friend of Allah. That is why ulama-i kiram have written, there are 2 places in Shariat where Allah Ta'ala has announced war. On no other action has Allah announced war with the exception of 2 places. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain from interest, then Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawalu says, I announce war with you. I announce war. And one other place, Man Aada Li Waliyan, whoever interferes with my friend, I announce war for him. These are 2 places that Allah has announced war. Shawaliyullah Muhaddith Dehelvi Rahmatullah Ali was going with his khuddam, his servants. Someone insulted him. He told his servants, Badla Lelo, take revenge. He said, Hazrat, ye kasre shan hai aapke liye. This is below your dignity. A man of your caliber to take revenge? He says, Badla lelo. They hesitated. They hardly took 3 steps and this man collapsed and he died on the spot. He said, Maine tumko kaha, agar tum badla nahi loge, to mera Allah badla lega. If you won't take revenge, my Allah is going to take revenge. So rather, I seen the azab coming. If you had to slap him, then the azab, Allah would stop the azab. But you left him, now my Allah is taking badla. My Allah is taking badla. So she was interfering with the friend of Allah. Yusuf al-Sadiqullah, the friend of Allah. قَالَتْ مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءًا. What do you feel regarding him? How Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tested respected Allah's Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. It is wallah beyond our comprehension. We cannot understand it respected. We cannot fathom it. There's a waqiyah written of one buzruk, one student who was studying in Dioban. Every day as he used to go to madrasa, on his way, there was one very wealthy person staying there. And he had a young daughter. And this youngster, the student was exceptionally beautiful, handsome. And she was attracted with the beauty of this young boy. And every day she intended seducing him. But it was this friend of Allah that lowered his gaze and he kept on walking. One day she left the servant there at the door, the domestic servant. And she told the servant that when this boy passes by, call him and tell him there's some work in the house. So that day when this youngster went by, the servant called this boy and said, come inside, there's some work. He thought perhaps there's something I can assist. He went inside. As he entered the house, he was led to one room. When he enters the room, this young girl follows up. She shuts the door, she locks the door and she hands herself over and she invites him toward this evil. Wallah, my respected elders, I always make dua. Allah Pak must make it if you are sitting in our shops alone. Allah must make it at the time of Zuhr, there's no customers. Allah mustn't test us. That it must be busy. In the Battle of Badr, how was Sahaba Ikram tested? On the side of the Muslims was Nabiya Pak, on the side of the Kuffar was his uncle Abbas. On the side of the Muslims was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. On the side of the Kuffar was his son Abdul Rahman. On the side of the Muslims was Umar radiallahu anhu. On the side of the Kuffar was his uncle. On the side of the Muslims was Abu Ubaidah. On the side of the Kuffar was his father Jarrah. It wasn't a war of Kuffar against Muslims. Wallah, it was a war against blood. And to such an extent that Allah Ta'ala made the blood meet. Umar radiallahu ta'ala no killed his uncle, and his uncle told him, "Do you know who I am, Umar?" Umar placed one leg on his hand and he split him into and he says, "Yes, I know who you are." Let Allah know even blood mustn't become a barrier in establishing the orders of Allah. We have given our lives and our children. Let Allah know if our blood comes also, we will destroy them in establishing the orders of Allah. They prove to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, رِجَالُ اللَّهُ تُلِهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. That is why Allah Jalla Jalalahu praises them and says that they were such men that merchandise did not become a barrier in establishing the orders of Allah. Allah mustn't test us like that, respected Allah. He got in this room. He says, "Give me 2 minutes, I want to relieve myself and I'll come back." Allah Akbar. Allah give us a fraction of that taqwa, respected Allah. Say Ameen. He went to the toilet. Listen to this attentively, my respected friends. Allahu Akbar, it makes you cry. He relieved himself. He took the excreta that was in the toilet, in the urine that was in the toilet, he took it and he smeared it on his whole body. And then he came in front of that girl and he says, "Now what?" She turned the face and she said, "Get out of here." He came out, he went to one talaq there, he took ghusl in there, he wore his clothes, he read 2 rakat namaz, "Ya Allah, you saved me from wrong, Allah. Allah, you saved me, Allah, I'm grateful to you." He goes down, he sits down in the Bukhari dars. His ustad that is teaching there, he says, "Who has put itar today and come to class?" He thought, perhaps this ustad is referring to me, he's embarrassing me, that he's referring to the bad smell. After the dars terminated, he went to him and he said, "Hazrat, mark me, this is what the whole setup." He says, "Wallah, from the time you entered, there was a different pleasure in teaching Bukhari. There was something else, there was some different halawat in teaching it." There was one youngster teaching, he was studying in the masjid, and there was some fear, I don't know, in one place. And this woman came inside in the masjid to seek refuge, to take shelter in the masjid. So he told her that you can stay in one corner, and when you think the conditions are outside are safe, then you can go. And he had one candle, and in the candle light he's studying. And every little while he puts his finger and he burns his finger there. Next morning when the girl is leaving, she says, "Oh young boy, I want to only ask you one question and then I'll leave. What was it that every little while you were burning your finger?" Allahu Akbar. He says, "Every time that thought came to me of doing that evil act, I burnt my finger and I told myself, remember, the fire of Jahannam is much more intense. You cannot withstand this fire. What will happen on the day of Qiyamah? What will happen on the day of Qiyamah?" This was the fear of Allah. When those kuffar, فرح المخلفون بمقعدهم خلاف رسول الله وكرهوا أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله وقالوا لا تنفروا في الحر قل نار جهنم أشد حرا. When the Elan was made of غزوة التبوك and they were going out in the path of Allah, then what did the hypocrites say? "It's extremely hot. Allah made the Elan. Let them know the fire of Jahannam is much more hot. قل نار جهنم أشد حرا لو كانوا يفقهون." If they knew, they would have been out now. This is how Allah Pak tested them, my respected elders. And they were sincere. قَالَتْ مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءًا إِلَّا أَنْ يُسْجَنَ أَوْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi, respected elders. He was pure. He could not withstand this accusation. قَالَ هِيَ رَاوَدَتْنِي عَنْ نَفْسِي. This woman intended seducing me and I am Pak and I am free from sins. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. Allah told Yusuf, if you will say it, they won't believe it. The person that is involved, no matter how innocent he is, his proof and his evidence is not accepted. We will make intizam now. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ. Look at the wisdom of Allah. Look at the planning of Allah. Look at the power of Allah. There was one young child there. One riwayat I read in the Hasha of Jalalain, قِيلَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَشْهُرُ. He was 3 months old. One riwayat, أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرُ. 4 months old. And this was the nephew of this woman. In other words, this is the child from her family. So no one must think, if it was a child from, if there was some relation with Yusuf alayhi salam, then there was a chance that this child is speaking in favor of Yusuf alayhi salam. Look at the plan of Allah. This is also this woman's nephew. One is, respected elders, the karamat and the miracle that this child spoke. But then see what, how much intelligence this child spoke. Wallah, if we are to be in that situation, we say, no, but Yusuf alayhi salam is a Nabi, so it can't be that he made a mistake, which is true. But in the light of logic, in the light of logic to answer, in front of kuffar, if you place Quran and hadith, it's no value, it's no weight. in logic to explain deen.
Like amongst our akabir, Malana Umar Sahab, Allah give him long life. And my ustad used to say, "Wo misalo ka badshah hai." He's a king of examples. He's a king of examples. Wallah, no man can corner him, friends. You can present anything to him, he will answer it in tutus.
The child started speaking. See how the child answers. In kana qamisuhu qudda min qubulin fa sadaqat wa huwa min al-kadhibin.
If the shirt is torn from the front, then Zulaykha is honest and Yusuf is a liar, which is logic. In other words, he came forward. That is why the shirt is torn from the front.
Wa in kana qamisuhu qudda min duburin fa kadhabat wa huwa min as-sadiqin. And if the shirt is torn from the back, I mentioned one was the miracle that a child is speaking, but see how much intelligence the child is speaking with. That thought would never cross my mind, how to explain and how to settle this situation. If the shirt is torn from the back, then she is a liar and Yusuf is honest.
Allah Pak makes intizam for his servants, respected elders. When Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam gave birth, Ya laytani kuntu nasyam mansiya. Ya Allah, how am I going to go back to my nation? How am I going to stop the... Because, respected friends, insan's tongue never stops.
Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came to Allah and said, Ya Allah, I will carry on, O Allah, I will propagate your deen, Ya Allah, but do me one thing. Make these people stop speaking ill of me. Allah told Musa, Are Musa, they didn't leave me, where will they leave you? They didn't leave me, where are they going to leave you? That is why one poet wrote, one poem, and then he writes in the end, In aaba an-nasu maqalati falaysa qawluhum bi yadhiru qad qila anna al-Qur'an sihru wa ma yaqulu ar-rasulu zuru.
If people laugh and mock at this poem of mine, it doesn't worry me in the least. They said Nabi is a liar and the Quran is jadu.
They didn't leave the words of Allah and they didn't leave Imam al-Anbiya, Ahmad al-Mujtaba, Muhammad al-Mustafa, Janab al-Madani Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is my poem? Ya laytani kuntu nasyam mansiya. Ya Allah, I wish I died. And people forgot. And they also forgot that they forgot. What did she mention? Ya Allah, I wish one is that you forget. And then you remember that you forgot. But one is you forget, and you forget that you forgot. Nasiyam mansiya, that is how it's referred to in Arabic. Allah, how am I going to go back to my nation? Ya Allah, what are they going to tell me? What did Allah say?
Allah.
Fakuli washrabi waqarri aina, fa imma tarayinna minal bashari ahada, fakuli inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma.
You don't even speak. Don't speak also. We're not going to even tell you to tell them that you have not committed the act of zina.
لَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ All you tell them, I am fasting. In Bani Israel, they used to fast by not speaking. When she enters, فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ Maryam enters into her town with the newborn baby, not known to the world, that he is going to be a Nabi من الأنبياء. قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا Maryam, We never thought you to do such an evil act. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ
Maryam pointed. He was in the cradle.
قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ الصَّبِيَّ
Firstly, you done this, now you gone mad. Now you gone insane. You done this act, now you want us to speak to an infant.
قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ الصَّبِيَّ
Idris, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam lifted his shahadat kalima finger.
Qala inni abdullah atani al-kitaba wa ja'alani nabiyya wa ja'alani mubarakan aina ma kuntu wa awsani bis salati waz zakati ma dumtu hayya wa barran bi walidati wa lam yaj'alni jabbaran shaqiyya wa salamu alayya yawma wulidtu wa yawma amutu wa yawma ub'athu hayya.
He spoke that. And that was silence after he spoke when he matured. When it was time to speak.
قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ
Allahu Akbar. Mufassirin have extracted an ajeeb point.
I am the servant of Allah. Allah Ta'ala had informed him that when he's going to grow up, people are going to take him as Allah. So he told him from day one, don't take me as Allah, I'm the servant of Allah.
So Allah Ta'ala respected elders, retaliated on his behalf.
Likewise for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, my respected elders. These people, respected elders, they could not take what stands sin.
Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, in the pious servants of Allah, Shaykh Sadi rahmatullah has written a waqiyah of one person who was in distress, in pain and in agony. He says, he reads two rakat namaz, says, Oh my Allah, I am grateful to you. I am in pain and I am not in sin. Allahu Akbar. Oh my Allah, I am grateful to you. I am in pain today, but I am not in sin. Sin is such an evil thing, my respected elders. Nabi Pak Sasam says, Mishkat Jilli Awwal Kitab Al-Manasik, there's a hadith. Nabi Sasam says, the Hajr Aswad came down from Allah. Ashaddu bayadam min al-laban, it was whiter than milk. Fasawwadathu khataya bani Adam. Authentic riwayat. Nabi Sasam says, the bad actions of insan was such that it made the stone pitch black. Ulama Ikram have extracted an ajeeb point. He says that the effect of sins is such, respected elders, when it makes a stone black, which is an inanimate object, then what it must be doing to the heart of the person that is sinning. If it blackens the stone, then what it must be doing to our heart. That is why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ قَسَدْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ فَيَّكَ الْحِجَارُتُ وَشَدُّ قَسْوَى وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. That the heart has become so hard that it is like a rock, and in fact it's worse than a rock. Allah says, through stones we still get some benefit. Some rocks are falling out of the fear. Some rock, if you split it, water will gush out. These are the benefits of rock. But this heart is gone such, it's harder than a rock. If Allah had to say it's like a rock, then there was still chance the water will fall. One day it will penetrate. But Ya Allah says, it's not like a rock, it's harder than a rock. And the reason for that, respected elders, is Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا تكثروا الكلام بغير ذكر الله. Do not speak excessively without the remembrance of Allah. فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الْكَلَامِ بِغَيْرِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ قَسْوَةٌ لِلْقَلْبِ. To speak excessively without the remembrance of Allah, we are not speaking of unlawful talks and in vain. We are speaking of lawful talks. It hardens the heart. وَإِنَّ أَبْعَدَ النَّاسِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْقَلْبُ الْقَاسِي. And the person that is furthest away from the rahmat of Allah is that man whose heart is hard. Now we must decide, friends, in the 24 hours of our day, how much we speak of Allah in Allah's deen and how much we speak of dunya. So now the child started speaking on behalf of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And everyone is shocked. The king is watching this. Yusuf alayhi salam is watching this. Zulaikha is watching this. How can she deny it when the child is speaking? Guilty. فَلَمَّا رَآ قَمِيصَهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنْ إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنْ عَظِيمٌ. When the king seen that the shirt was torn from the bed, he realized at once his wife was guilty. His wife was guilty. And one tafsir I read, he was a very bare, gharat man. He didn't worry. Today, like how today is respected elders, if anyone greets our wife, anyone but who our wife is traveling, it doesn't worry a person. If a man wears the fear of Allah, friends, wallah, that is nothing less than jahannam for him. It's nothing less than jahannam to see someone looking at his wife with an evil intention. That is like mort for him, respected elders. He says this man was very, very bare, gharat. It meant nothing to him. He didn't even squeal, he didn't even inquire, it was enough. فَلَمَّا رَآ قَمِيصَهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنْ. This is your plot and this is your scheme. إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنْ عَظِيمٌ. Verily, the plot of a woman is very mighty. The plot of a woman is very mighty. The tricks of a woman, respected elders. That is why Nabi Apostle said, I did not left a fitna on my ummah that is more harmful to them than woman. النِّسَاءُ حَبَائِلُ الشَّيْطَانِ. The hadith says that the woman is a net of shaitan. Like how when a fisherman goes and he casts that net and he fishes and he catches fish. Likewise, shaitan comes in the bazaar and he throws his nets and he captures insan. The plot and the tricks of shaitan through a woman is unbelievable. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to mention this. I don't know must I mention it or not. Now no, the woman will think that this maulvi is against women. He used to say, شَاوِرُوهُنَّ وَخَالِفُوهُنَّ فَإِنَّ فِي خِلَافِهِنَّ لَبَرَكَةٌ. When you want to discuss something, then gather your woman also. This is not a hadith or anything. No, you take this masla home and say that the hadith. It's not a hadith. Make mashwara with them and take the right. Let me clear it from before. You say, make mashwara with them, then whatever right they give you, oppose their right, verily in opposing them, there's barakat. Allahu Akbar. Sawiruhunna. Make mashwara with them. Then whatever they tell you, khalifuhunna, go against it. For inna fi khilafihinna la barakah, in opposing them, there's barakat. I mentioned it's not a hadith. I'm clearing it, friend. No, you don't want to get phone calls and say, what does Maulana say? So the tricks of shaitan through a woman, respected Allah, is unbelievable. How shaitan comes in a very disguised form. That is why one buzruk used to mention that if my whole tribe is with me, following me and accepting me, and my wife is against me, I've got fear and lose my iman. I got fear and lose my iman. إِنَّ كَيْرَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ. Yusuf أَعْرِضْ عَنْ هَذَا. But now it was his wife, so he had to cover. Yusuf, ignore this and cover it. Conceal it, don't reveal it to anyone. إِنَّ كَيْرَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ. وَاسْتَغْفِرِي لِي ذَنْبِكَ.
And he told his wife, you certainly repent for what you have done. إِنَّكِ كُنْتِ مِنَ الْخَاطِئِينَ. Verily you alone are to be blamed. You are at fault. Yusuf is not to be blamed. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam further mentioned, when she threatened Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with the jail, that you will be jailed. قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. By the qasam of Allah, in whose control is my life, oh Allah, the jail is more beloved to me than violating one order of yours. And he remained in the jail for so many years.